Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Hello and welcome to Visible by Numbers being broadcast on beautiful BBS Radio, the number one radio station on the internet. This is your host, Allison, and thank you for joining us this evening. Happy that you're here. You know, I just realized today, and it's really hard for me to believe, that I've been doing this show for over 3 years, because it seems like just yesterday that I did my first show. But I just wanted to take a moment and thank Don Newsom, who is the heart and the soul behind BBS Radio, for this opportunity. And I also wanted to thank all of you loyal listeners for sticking with the show and watching it evolve to what it is today. Really, you know, I just want to send Don and Seth and everybody at BBS and all of you listening tonight a lot of love and let you all know that I really do appreciate you. So now it's on to my guest this evening. And I got to say, it isn't often that I have had a reading from one of my guests or that I've actually had an opportunity to attend a gallery event and watch them in action, but I've had that opportunity to do both of these things with Joseph Tittle. And I got to say, he is one of the most gifted mediums I've ever had the privilege to get a reading from. And I was so impressed by what I saw at the gallery event that I attended that I actually wrote about Joseph on my blog. And I'm not really certain how far that Allison Bachman seal of approval, how far it'll get you, but I do not hesitate to recommend Joseph to my clients who are seeking the services of a medium. He really is phenomenal at what he does. And you may even remember him because he was a finalist on the television show America's Psychic Challenge. He also is the host of two wonderful radio shows. Each and every Tuesday evening, Joseph takes you on a journey into the paranormal, which is heard live on Blog Talk Radio from 8 to 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And for more than 2 years, Joseph has brought you his show, Messages from the Other Side, now heard every other Tuesday morning from 4 to 5, no, Tuesday afternoon from 4 to 5 Eastern Standard Time. He is also the author of Messages from the Other Side, which is a story of Joseph's life and how he discovered that he has a gift. And really, you know, while you're listening to the show, I encourage you to go visit his website and read all about him, and that is www.josephtittle.com, and the last name is spelled T-I-T-T-E-L, so that's josephtittle.com. Just hop on over to his webpage and read all about him, because, you know, I tell you what, I'm just going to welcome him to the show. Hey, Joseph, how are you?
Hi, Allison, how are you this evening? Thanks for having me again.
It's always a pleasure to have you, Joseph. You know I adore you.
Aw, thank you. I adore you.
Well, mutual admiration club. But really, Joseph, you know, I, you know, because of what I do, I mean, I've been in this business a long time, and, you know, I've actually interacted with many psychics and mediums. And, you know, people, I'm a reader. I'm a numerologist. I do readings. I believe in spiritual philosophy. I believe in mediums and psychics and channelers and healers. But I am probably the world's greatest skeptic, meaning if somebody does a reading for me, they really need to bring it. And they better come up with some information, because I'm not one of those people that tries to make things fit. I'm one of those people that, you know, if you're talking to my grandmother, then she ought to be able to give you some specific information. So I'm a little bit of a tough cookie. And you did a reading for me, and you were extraordinary. You came up with information with such shotgun speed, names, dates, places, that it just about blew my mind. And then when I watched you in the gallery event, I watched you do one reading after another. And I happened to be sitting next to a gentleman that was receiving the information from you. And I'm sitting there, you know, and I'm watching his face, and he's not giving you anything. And there's no reaction on his face. He is just, you know, nodding and acknowledging the information that you're giving, that you were giving. And you were 110% accurate with a lot of really specific facts and information for him. So, you know, it's like, yeah, I know I'm going on and on, but I just think you're extraordinary.
Thank you. I'm honored. Thank you so much.
Well, you know, it's like I said, been there, done that, seen a lot of psychics and mediums, had a lot of readings. You're one of the top ones. So I'm really excited for you. And another thing, you know, it's, you know, I joked a little bit about getting the Alison Bachman seal of approval, which probably means nada. But, you know, you're recommended on JVP's pages, James von Prague's. And, you know, that's a big feat. And that is really, you know, that is equivalent to getting the Good Housekeeping seal of approval. And I happened to be at an event with James. He was a book signing, and he literally, during the event, mentioned, because it was in Pennsylvania, so it was in your turf, it was in your area, and he mentioned what an extraordinary medium you were, and he recommended that everyone check out your webpage. And so I was actually witness to it coming out of his own mouth.
That's awesome. That excites me. James very much excites me that, you know, for years he was an inspiration to me, and I always wanted to meet him more than any other medium out there. And after doing America's Psychic Challenge, he actually contacted me, and it was just, I was like floored. I got an email from James von Prague. Oh my God, what do I do? And it was, he don't just list anybody on his site. You have to go through a whole process of reading several people before you even get to James, and then you have to read him. And I got to tell you, that was one of the most difficult readings I've ever done.
Well, you must have done pretty darn good at it, otherwise you wouldn't be on his website now, would you?
No, absolutely not. And he has told me that there's dozens of people that have not made it through his
program. Right, I'm sure. Yeah.
And it's difficult because he's been doing this for so long that he actually expected more than a typical client would expect from me. And
sure.
It was difficult. It was very difficult.
Right. And well, I was talking...
You know,
I was talking to Chuck Bergman last week, and he was saying the same thing, that he had to go through this tremendous process of, you know, being interviewed by James, you know, doing that reading for James as well as other people. So I know what you went through, but you must have done an extraordinary job.
I believe so. I believe so.
Well, good for you. Good for you.
Thank you.
And
it's
he
an
is,
honor
you know,
to be listed there. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yes, I would absolutely say that. He's an inspiration to me as well. I think that when I was studying numerology, I really didn't get into spiritual philosophy so much, but I was just really focusing on the numerology. And it does speak of mediums and psychics and channelers and healers. It's all in part of the energy of the numbers. And after I had gotten a really good handle on numerology, that's when I kind of ventured off and started reading more spiritual books. And I think it was James's first book. I don't know if it was Talking to Heaven, if that was his first book. But I have to say that that just kind of like put a big light bulb off in my head as far as even my own personal self, these various different things that happened in my life. You know, that I found, you know, that what he said in his book and how that imparted that information to me gave me a great deal of insight. And that was just the beginning, because I think I pretty much read every book that he ever wrote. So, he's my idol as well.
I believe that was Talking to Heaven was his first book.
I remember. Yeah, it was really cool.
Bestseller. Great book. There's a movie, too, Talking to Heaven.
Is there? Yep, I think I've seen that, too. Yep, I have.
Ted Danson plays James von Prague.
Yeah. Well, he's got quite an interesting story, James does. So, and so do you, which is...
About every medium out there really does have an interesting story behind them.
Because it's not really that easy to grow up and be a medium, is it, Joseph?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean,
you've got
to take a lot of slack for that, don't you?
I do. You know, people, the skeptics, and it's not even skeptical people, it's more of the cynical people, they just love to tear you apart and love to eat you up the best they can. And, you know, you've heard of the wonderful James Randi, and, you know, he tries to tear apart every good psychic out there. He has a web page for everybody. He has a web page bashing me, James, everybody.
Does he really?
Oh, absolutely. And he brings up the things that, you know, like on my radio show that didn't sound like they were hits, but doesn't bring up the stuff that was like, wow. You know, they skip over all that, these cynical people. They skip over the good stuff and throw out the stuff that doesn't hit right away. And you would know from having so many mediums and psychics on your show that many times when we're doing readings over the phone, people don't give us the feedback right away because it doesn't hit them right away. And then they hang up and it hits them. And so all the people out there listening don't always get the big validation to those wow messages that come through.
Sure. Well, I think you get a little nervous the first time you get through and you're talking to a medium, and I think that, you know, it's really kind of hard to hold your composure. I think that, you know, it's a nervous thing to get through and be getting a reading, and yet, and I know myself, you know, I was very comfortable with you doing my reading. We did it at a scheduled time. I knew it was coming. I was perfectly comfortable sitting in my living room, and you told me stuff, and I couldn't validate it for you because it really was very specific, something my aunt needed to validate. And so, you know, unfortunately, I said, well, I'm not sure, Joseph, but I'll find out. And then when I did find out, you know, when my aunt told me, you were so incredibly specific with places and dates and all these things that I had no way of knowing. And sometimes it happens even on the phone when you're doing a reading for someone. You've got something that needs to be validated. Maybe somebody else needs to validate it for them. So,
oh,
yeah.
Absolutely. That even happened with James from Prague, where I told him something, and he was like, flat out, no, makes no sense. And that's what made it kind of difficult with him, is like sometimes he was very blunt, like, no, that don't mean nothing. Keep going. And he'd keep doing that. And then the next day he called me on the phone, and he'd be like, oh, my God, this you said happened, and this you said you happened, and it was only 24 hours ago. So, and when I do readings for folks in person and when I do family groups and so forth, I won't do it without a recorder. I think it's very, very important to record a session for a client, because I hear from doing this work for, you know, I've been doing mediumship work for about 15 years and psychic work for over 20 years. And people get more from the actual, sometimes the CDs that I mail out to them than they do out actually sitting down with me. Because it all
helps
them
more. Oh, I
agree. Yeah, right. Our brain can't process the information as quickly as it comes through.
Right. I've had a lot of people, like, because I record my numerology readings, I've had a lot of people, you know, write me and say, oh, my God, you know, it's something that, you know, they when they listened to the tape, they finally heard it. And then it was from that that they wrote me back with some validations on stuff. So, I can understand how that goes. And like I say, you get a lot of slack because of being a psychic medium. And, but what really amazes me about you is, you know, we had talked about this. And I saw in your newsletter that you are going to be doing 2010 predictions, and because I asked you about that. And I know that we did a prediction show together, but I also keep tabs on your predictions on your site, because if I see something that you mentioned and it came true, you know, if I see it on CNN or something, I'll send you the link so that you can validate it. I mean, you were really extraordinary last year with, you know, your predictions. And I know that sometimes you take a lot of slack from that, too, you know.
Oh, boy, do I ever. Boy, do I ever.
It's almost like, why put yourself out there so you can...
Right? It's definitely, I'm definitely putting myself out there with a noose around my neck, basically, when I do predictions like that. Because, again, people, we get hate mail and all kinds of stuff from the negative people out there, which I just kind of laugh if they're really that bored and have nothing better to do with their time. But they don't acknowledge the things that are major hits. They acknowledge the things that are not so much of a hit in their eyes. My favorite example is when I was on MTV Live in January, and I said that I felt very strongly that we were most likely going to lose Michael Jackson this year. Because I didn't say he's going to die this year, that makes me wrong.
Right.
I don't know how more close you can get to losing him.
Well, I don't know if too many people, I don't know of anyone else that actually said that in their predictions. So I think going to lose him, what does that mean? You know, it generally means that he's going to die. So I don't know where the misconception is.
Yeah, but that's the cynical people out there that just really like to do that.
Right. Well, the good news is that, you know, and especially around Christmas time, you know, I know that, you know, I've been one of those people that's been very fortunate in my life in that anyone that has passed in my family, it was at a very appropriate time. It was a grandparent that lived a very long life, and it was time for them to leave. I didn't have, you know, the people that experienced loss of children, loss of husbands, soulmates. You know, those it's very difficult, especially around Christmas time. And so one of the reasons why I'm really delighted that you're on the show is maybe we can, you know, open up the lines a little later and do some readings for people. But, you know, it's got to be very rewarding for you. And that's where it's about a personal thing. It's you know that you're an extraordinary psychic medium. You know the work that you do. and you know that you help people, and that's got to be very rewarding for you.
It is. It is at times. You know, I don't always hear feedback from people right away. Like I said, you know, people don't always get it right away. And mm-hmm. I don't remember pretty much of anything that comes through in readings that often, except, you know, sometimes, for example, when I work on an on-top case with law enforcement, I will visually go there in my head. I'll see it like I'm watching it on TV, so I'm able to describe these things, which sometimes is quite a burden to some of the things I've seen. It's like you go home with that on your mind. And those
sure.
are things that I remember. I don't remember a lot of what happened. So when people write me a month later, I don't remember that story.
Sure.
But I do remember, it was pretty funny this week. Last weekend I did a reading for a group of ladies, a private group, and I kept getting a three-legged turtle. And they all looked at me like I was crazy. And I was kind of thinking, you know, kind of crazy too, but I've learned over the years that the more crazy something is in a reading, the more it's a big hit that they're
uh-huh.
not getting right away. And I've had three-legged dogs come through before, but never a three-legged turtle. And nobody knew. Nobody could validate that for me. And then the next day, we received an email from the woman that actually hosted this event at her home, saying that her husband, who I'm easily going to guess was a skeptical person, that she
uh-huh.
was taking the messages from her father, from his father to her. And here, when he was a little boy, he used to save the cornflake tops, the box tops off the cornflakes. Because
mm-hmm.
when you saved a certain amount and mailed them in, you would get a real living turtle sent to you in a box. When he
uh-huh.
received his turtle only had three legs.
Oh, dear.
And I just thought that was so funny. And I remember that because how often do you get a three-legged turtle in a reading?
Not that often, Joseph.
But, you know,
not that often.
Nobody believed it. Nobody thought right. it. You know, and people often write that stuff off as being inaccurate. If it don't hit them right away, they
mm-hmm.
write it off as me being wrong. And sometimes we are wrong. There's no
right.
psychic out there that's 100% accurate. No, nobody.
We're nobody.
All, we all make mistakes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I know that when you did the reading for me, I think what just kind of blew me out of the water was the first 5 minutes you named off the actual names of three relatives that had passed, their actual names, which I know that that's sometimes very difficult for mediums to get names. You actually mentioned Wildwood, New Jersey, and that didn't mean anything to me at the time, but when I spoke to my aunt, she said that after my uncle passed, her and the family went to Wildwood, New Jersey. And they went for the weekend. It was just kind of like they all went as a group. You know, it was kind of like staying together, and it was just something they decided to do. And, you know, to come up with that information and be so extremely accurate with the actual names, and you also mentioned that he to look for a picture of him with an older car, like an antique car. And there is a whole collection of pictures with him with antique cars. And you had no way of knowing any of that because you and I, you know, we aren't on a personal relationship where we talk about our families or stuff.
Right.
So it was just extraordinary, the information that you came up with. And I know that you don't remember any of that stuff. But even myself, you know, and I'm going to attest to that when you do readings all week long and then you forget even who you read for, you don't even remember their names. I can remember their numbers, but I can't remember their names. And then you get these emails. Yeah. And you get the emails and they're talking about their reading and you're like, I have no idea what I said. I have not a clue. You know, what exactly I said that this person is talking about. So, you know, I think that that's pretty normal. Because if we kept all that information in our heads, my God, I think our heads would explode, I think. So.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, when people, I like to blog. I have a blog, and I like to blog about certain experiences and things that happen. So when folks go and read my blog about an event I do, like a larger event where there's, you know, 50 or 150 people, and I blog about all the details of what happened. The only reason that I'm able to do that is because I bring my friend Tracy along, and she sits there and writes it all down for me. So that when I go home, I can blog about what happened.
Nah. Well, speaking about
blogging.
Yeah, that's the secret to your blogging. Well, speaking about upcoming events, I want to mention to everyone that you have an event with Susan Duvall Seminars on the 27th in Doylestown, PA, and that's like a gallery event. And that was the one of the ones that I went to, and I really highly recommend that if you live in the southeastern PA, even New Jersey area, down near Philly. This is really something that you want to do, and that's December 27th in Doylestown, PA. And you can get the information from Joseph's website, which again is www.josephtittle.com, and Tittle is spelled T-I-T-T-E-L. And you also have an event January 22nd at the Holiday Inn in Bensalem, PA. So those are really two cool things to look forward to. Anything else on tap for next year, or you haven't put out your schedule next year yet?
I haven't really gone there yet. Haven't gone there yet.
Oh, that's okay.
No idea where I'm going to be next year or what
I'm What I think is really cool is from reading your newsletter, I know that you have had an extreme waiting list of people that wanted readings, and it kind of was almost a two-year waiting list, but you have waded through the waiting list. And what I read in your newsletter was that you are accepting, or it's a closer to get readings now if people want to get in touch with you. So why don't you tell people a little bit about that?
Well, a few years back, after doing an America's Psychic Challenge and after being listed on James Bond Prague's website, we got overloaded with people, you know, wanting readings. So we began a waiting list, which had, I don't even remember, 200-300 names on it. So at some point, we actually closed off the waiting list because there was just no need. Because people would call constantly asking, you know, where am I on the list? So we just closed the list until we got through it. And just recently, Bob has accomplished getting through all those names on those lists, because I have a couple different waiting lists because I do several different types of readings. So we're through that list. I'm still booked fully till the end of January, and we have the waiting list is reopened, and it's new and fresh, so the wait isn't going to be 2 years any longer. Right now, if I get bombarded again over the next month, you know, it could end up...
Be careful what you ask for.
Absolutely. But I know
that's good news.
Been eager to get on that list, so it is now open.
Okay. Well, then, again, they can find that information on your website. And I think it's really great news that you're open for the readings. And also, I'm assuming they could sign up for your newsletter on your website, because, Joseph, really, you got your two radio shows, and I got to say that they're really good radio shows. You've got a great personality. It really shines through on your show, really interesting guests and topics. But your newsletter, you know, you write some really good stuff on there. This time you gave a lot of really good information on tarot cards and on the holidays. And I find your newsletter always to be a must-read. I enjoy it. And so
this time I was in such a rush to get it out, because I'm honored that you allowed me to publish in my newsletter your monthly numerology forecast, which I find to be really fabulous.
Oh, well, you're welcome, Jeff.
I was in such a rush to get it out that I completely forgot to put your numerology forecast in my newsletter.
And that's perfectly fine, because I don't read your newsletter because of my numerology forecast. I read it because you have a really good newsletter.
So I put it up on my blog.
That's okay, Joseph. I know how it goes, especially at Christmas time. But I do think that we heard a beep, so I know that we have a caller on the line. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put the conversation on hold, and I'm going to take this caller. So who's calling, please? Hello?
Nobody's there.
Do we have a caller online?
Hello?
Hi there. Who's this?
Marie?
Hi, Marie. You're on the air.
Hi. How are you?
I'm very good. Do you have a question for Joseph?
Yes. I really like Joseph, and I read his newsletters every month, and he really has some inspirational quotes that he usually puts on Facebook. But I've been unemployed for like almost a whole year now, and I was hoping maybe if he could see anything in the future for me.
You have to be a little more specific in your question, because seeing into your future, that's like a whole reading, and I could be here for a half hour. So you really got to be really, really specific in your question in order for me to answer that.
Oh, okay. Do you see some sort of work?
That could be on finances. That could be on love life.
I think it's her job and unemployment.
Oh, okay. All right, how about if we do my love life? The person that I've been with, it's been for like almost 5 years, and I was wondering if this is someone that I should stay with for the rest of my life.
Well, here's the thing. This person's not making a commitment, and they're not willing to make a commitment. And you've been pushing them to do so, have you not?
Yes.
And they just don't seem to want to acknowledge this commitment, do they?
No, exactly.
Now, I don't know if this is coming from the person you're with or if this has to do with somebody that's deceased, but I keep getting issues related to alcoholism or drug abuse. Where would that be in the family? Would that be with the deceased or would that be with the person you're with?
No, not
or
the
both.
Person I'm with. My father, when he was living, he had an alcohol problem.
Okay. So this would be his way of trying to get through for you, because I keep getting alcoholism and I keep getting problems related to the liver, the stomach area, and even the heart and lungs, all with the same person. And everything just went really downhill with this person. And again, this would be definitely father coming through. I also keep getting the letter L, and I don't know where this comes in, but they keep giving me the letter L from the other side, I believe, to see. And also, father wants me to acknowledge mother, and I don't know if she's living or past, but he does want me to acknowledge mother. And there's an apology that comes from your father over the situation of his alcoholism and over the fact that he wasn't around in your life like he should have been in many, many, many parts of your life. Does that make sense? Do you understand that?
Yes.
He also brings up something to do with the number 26. So the 26th of a month or February 6th would be significant to a birthday, anniversary, maybe the date somebody passed. And I also have to bring up the month of May. Somebody's also telling me there's a woman around you that would be mother or grandmother that's telling me that she had a lot of issues with her walking and with getting around towards the end. Maybe even for several years before she passed. I got to go with, like, the feet, the knees, the hips. A lot of problems.
That was my mother.
Around. I'm sorry?
That was my mother.
Okay. Who's Mary?
Mary?
Mm-hmm. There has to be a Mary, a Margaret, Marie that's deceased, connected to your mother.
Oh, connected to my mother.
Mm-hmm. A friend.
Well, that was like her middle name.
That's fine. They often use their middle name. They also show me a white rose, which to me is significant to, first of all, favorite flower being roses of somebody that's passed, but also more significant to an anniversary that would have just passed within a two-week window of today or coming up in the next 2 weeks. This could be the window.
It was just her birthday.
No, anniversary. White roses are anniversaries to me.
Anniversary?
Anniversary of a passing, wedding anniversary, something like that. Means that we're, you know, pretty much almost, not halfway through. It would have had to have been in the end of November or in the month of December where this anniversary occurred. Keep that in mind, and you'll figure that out later. She also keeps showing me the month of May on a gravestone in reference, meaning that somebody passed away in May or somebody that's deceased celebrated their birthday in May. Now, was there also an issue over cremating somebody?
Yes, my father. He wanted to be cremated, and she didn't want to do it, but we still cremated him.
Okay, that's fine. That's what he wanted. But again, they really, when people pass, they really don't worry about what we do with them. As much as they may insist that they want you to do this when they're living, what we don't realize is that when we pass away and we become a part of heaven and the love and the peace and happiness that's there, we don't worry about what's done with our body, because basically our body is just a vehicle. And what do we do with our vehicles when they're done and they're no good anymore? We put them in the junkyard and they get crushed up and thrown away and recycled. Same with our body. Our soul lives forever, so they don't worry about that. So I need to just bring up the issue with the cremation and just kind of acknowledge the fact that Father is really coming through for you. And then who's also Frank or Fran?
Oh, that's the guy I'm seeing, Frank.
Frank. Now, is he a heavy drinker?
He used to be.
Has he jumped off the bandwagon lately?
I don't know. I had a feeling, but he said he hasn't, so I don't know.
Okay, because I'm getting more concerns over the situation of him going back to heavy drinking. And right now in his life, he's in a really depressed state of mind. He's just kind of in a big transitional period in his life where he's very depressed, he doesn't want to be where he's at, he beats himself up a lot, and this could tend to get him to go back to the alcohol again. So we need to kind of be aware of that. But your mom says he's not willing to make a commitment. So shouldn't that tell you something right there? And she's kind of feisty little lady, so I tell you. Shouldn't that tell you something right away? And she keeps repeating that over and over again. And at this point, you're not very happy in that situation. So there needs to be something that needs to be done about your situation. If you want to hang in there, he needs to make the commitment. If he's not willing to make the commitment, then he's not really willing to be there. He's not willing to put in what he needs to put into that relationship. So this transition that you're both in has to do with your love life and a big decision that you need to make of whether to stay or go. So this is going to be a big one for you. And this is going to affect the whole first part of your next year for you. So, again, mom's very content and happy. She wants to thank you for being there for her and taking care of her before she passed. She also had a really bad fall where she hit her head before she passed. Do you recall this?
Yeah. I do.
Okay. And don't worry about not being there when she had this bad fall. It's not a big deal. Also, I get a final passing, I believe, either with her or father as being a congestive heart failure. Peaceful, slept right through the whole thing.
Okay.
Okay. So again, okay, with the relationship, so we can go to another caller, you know, you have to really sit down and talk to him and see what he really wants. See if he wants, if he's ready and willing to make that commitment, because that'll make your relationship where it needs to be. If he makes that commitment, it'll bring the happiness where it needs to be. But right now, there's just too much unhappiness in the household and too much unhappiness with the relationship. So there's something that needs to be done, and it needs to be done soon. So
okay,
just take that advice. No matter what you choose to do, it'll work out in your favor, and you'll be okay. So just hang in there. I know that this is Mom and Dad's way of coming through. And please accept your apology that comes through from your father, because he needs to move on and be more at peace, and he's not, because he's worried about you and how he affected you through your childhood.
Thank you, Joseph, so much.
Thank you so much. God bless, and lots of luck.
Thank you, honey, for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Well, enough said, okay, when I, just enough said, because that was really an extraordinary reading, Joseph. So, you know, I mean, I don't know how many times you have to prove what an extraordinary reader you are, but that was really a wonderful reading. And I know that we have another caller, and I'm going to acknowledge that caller in just a second, but I do want to give out the numbers in the event that other people would like to call into the show. So you can call toll-free at 888-815-9756. You can also call in at 530-327-7602, 530-776-5185, 530-413-4511, and finally 530-876-3222. And if you missed those numbers, if you just go to the front page of bbsradio.com, the numbers are right there on the front page, and you can check them out again. Okay, so who's calling, please?
Hi, this is Mary.
Hi, Mary. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. How about yourself, Allison?
I'm very well. I'm going to turn you over to Joseph.
Okay.
Do you have a question for him? Be specific.
I just want to see if there's any messages from the other side for me.
You have to have a specific question first, because I can't always connect directly to the other side right away.
I see. I wanted to see.
What was your name again, hon? I didn't get your name.
Mary.
Mary?
Yeah.
Okay. And your question?
Hello?
Go ahead, honey.
My question, I want to see if my father is happy, because he was very sad when he was passing away. He knew he was dying, and he was sad about it. Just want to see if he's in peace.
Okay.
Now.
Again, just for future callers that are waiting or listening to the show, no medium out there could connect with whoever we want to connect with. Boy, I wish I could, because it would make everybody's life so much easier and happier. So I can't just dial them up and say, hey, so-and-so wants to talk to you. What I can tell you is that without a doubt, when people pass, as soon as they get into that light, they go into a place that's nothing but peace, love, and happiness. And the only time that they don't do that is when they become earthbound spirits or ghosts. And that's because they don't choose to go into that light for whatever reason it may be. Your father went right into that light. So he's not an earthbound spirit. He's not a ghost. So, again, he's very much at peace and very happy. I don't get around you anybody that's earthbound or anybody that's stuck here. There is a lot of regret that comes from the other side. I don't know whether that be him or somebody else, but I get a lot of regret over the situation. And also, do you have one brother?
Yes, I do.
Do you have a brother that's passed?
No, my brother has a mental illness.
Okay. Well, I'm getting a lot of concerns about your brother, but did mom miscarry or something? Because I'm still getting a brother on the other side.
She had abortion years ago.
Mom did?
Yeah.
Okay. Because, again, I still keep getting that there is a brother on the other side. And then another thing that happens to me often is when I have people on hold trying to get through on the radio, I have their people try to come to me. And I definitely, besides acknowledging that you have a brother here, somebody that's on hold about to call into the show has a brother that's deceased, so hopefully we'll be able to get to them. But again, Dad's very much at peace, very happy. Now, Mom is still living?
Yes.
Is she having some problems with her health related to her lungs or her heart?
Her heart.
Has she had recently, being in the past 2 years, any kind of major procedure or heart surgery?
No, but she's complaining about her heart.
Okay. She very, very much needs to get this test checked out. She needs to go and get a stress test if she hasn't had one done already. I'm seeing that there is some pretty major blockage in three areas of the heart with Mom. So that's like triple bypass right there. If she gets this taken care of soon, they can probably fix it in a more easier way. I'm not a doctor, so I don't know. Maybe through angioplastic, something like that. But if she puts this off and waits till like the fall, she's going to end up with massive heart surgery and possibly a massive heart attack prior to that. The thing is, she has a long life ahead of her still, so she's not going anywhere. So we need her to take care of this now while she's still here. Now, with your brother that's living, I'm getting concerned over his situation, too. Major concerns. Now, is he in a special home or a special facility?
Yes, he is. He is. I don't know. He's about to be homeless because he's not cooperating with anybody, so he's getting worse.
Okay. And again, if that's what's going on, too, that could make a lot of sense as to why I have to worry about him and have so much concern about him. There's a lot of depression around him and a lot of suicidal-type thoughts with him. So hopefully he's being tended to and maybe on medication or the proper medication so that he can, you know, be a little bit more happy. But, again, I'm getting just way too much concern about his situation. I don't honestly get a good vibe about his situation.
He's
so my advice would, I'm sorry?
He's refusing his medication, so it's not much help there.
Well, my advice would be to try to be there. As difficult as your brother may be or your relationship with each other may be, you need to try to be there as much as you can for him because he feels like he's being abandoned and he feels like nobody cares about him. And that little bit of love in his life could really, really bring a lot of healing into his life. So we need to try to get there and be there for him a little bit more. Too much concern about him, too much worry about him. And again, Mom with the heart area. Again, Dad's very much at peace. He sees everything that's going on, but he's, again, a little uncomfortable over the situation between Mom's health and your brother's health. Things seem to be pretty good with you. And I see a big move coming up, a residential move. I see boxes packed, and I see somebody moving. Are you planning on moving, or is Mom who's moving?
I'm not planning on moving, but I'm looking for a job, and the job is in a different city, and I have to, I guess, leave, you know, move there. It's 2 hours away from where I live, so.
That's very, very possible. And also, do you have a connection to Chicago?
No.
No connection? You haven't been there recently? Nobody's from there?
Not that I know, no.
All right, you just keep Chicago in your mind. Because there could be something coming up, and that could be where the move or job ends up being. But Chicago is very significant. So, again, just remember that. And
okay.
Just know that Dad's okay and very happy. Now, are you not talking to Mom right now? Is your relationship a little on the rocky side?
How did you know? Yes.
Well, I'm the psychic, remember?
Everything comes out.
Dad says it's time for you both to put your stubbornness aside and start to learn to get along a little more. Because she's your mother and she's the only one you got.
Okay.
And you don't want to end up having the regret that you're having with your father. Since he's passed with your mom, if she ends up passing, eventually one day she will. No time soon. But eventually she will. So we don't want you to live in the same regret because there's a lot of regret that you have over your father's passing and over your relationship between each other.
Yeah.
So he wants you to mend that. He wants you to fix that and accept Mom. She's difficult, but so are you, he says. You need to try to put your difficulties aside. He's very blunt. You need to kind of put that aside, rekindle your relationship with your mother. It's very, very important. because she's very stressed and she worries terribly about you. She has a hard way of showing it, but she definitely does.
Okay.
And this is also why she has so much stress around her heart area.
Okay. I need to keep in touch.
Do your best with that. You need to be there for her. You need to be there for your brother right now because it's just a time of trials and tribulations in their lives. And again, go with the move when it comes and remember Chicago being something positive.
Okay. Okay,
sweetheart.
Thank you so much.
Lots of
love.
Thank
you for calling, honey.
Thank you. Thanks, Joseph. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Wow. Wow. Okay, so I guess what we want to really kind of be specific before we get any more callers, Joseph, is that you really start off with a very specific question. Because it's from that specific question that if there is a connection or something, then you can bring it through, but you really need something to start with. Would that be a safe thing to say?
Absolutely, absolutely. Because some connections, some energies are very, very much stronger than others. So when it comes mm-hmm. to doing radio, we're short in time. So
sure.
when I do radio, even with my own shows that I do, that's the way I work it. And even when I have mediums on my show, they all seem to like that way of doing it, too, because that way we can go with the strong connections. If there's not a strong connection, we could just answer the question and move on to the next caller.
Okay, so very specific question. So we do have time maybe for a couple more readings, so I'm just going to once again give out the numbers. Toll-free 888-815-9756. You can also call in at 530-327-7602, 530-776-5185, and 530-876-3222. And I know that we just heard another caller beep in, so I'm going to check in. Who's calling, please?
Hi, Allison. It's Lisa from Philadelphia. Can you hear me?
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
Hi. Good. How you doing? Great show tonight.
Thanks. And you got a specific question for Joseph.
I do. I have, I rented my house out when I moved to California. My tenant is scheduled to move out January 30th, and I'm hoping to move back there, but it's contingent upon finding work and everything else. I'm curious if you have any thoughts whether or not it's all going to come together.
You want to move back to California? Is that what you're saying?
No, I rented my house in North Jersey. I'm living in Philadelphia. I know you're from Philadelphia. I'm living in Center City at the moment, but I have a house in North Jersey where I lived for about 8 years before my move to California, and I want to go back there. I rented my house out because I took a job in California that didn't work out, and I did a long-term lease, basically, and my tenant's supposed to be leaving, and I'm really anxious to get back there.
Do you have a property in California also?
No, I had a rental in California.
Because I still keep very strongly seeing California around you.
You know, I loved it there. I was just in the wrong job. Wrong job. I would love to go back there. I loved a lot about it, but it just, for a variety of reasons, was difficult.
So, first of all, I keep seeing real estate signs, which is usually a sign of either somebody being in the business of real estate or, more likely in your case, possibly buying or selling a property over the next year. I feel like there's some kind of difficulty with the person that you are leasing your property to in North Jersey.
Yeah,
like they're not budgeting.
She happens to be a realtor, and she's a pain.
That's my real estate problem, then. I always explain the real estate issue.
She's a realtor.
Yeah, that's my real estate sign. So she knows what she's doing. She knows how to get around you and knows how to get over on you, and she's not ready to budge. So there's going to be a little bit of a problem getting rid of her. So you really need to make sure you have a lease with her, yes?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. You need to just make sure that you have your attorney look at that lease and make sure you give her the legal proper notice to get out, because she's going to try to find the loophole around that just to hold you to it. But this is kind of angry. She plans on staying there longer, and then you're coming along and want back. So
right.
she's kind of angry and kind of taking it out on you. Even
okay.
though you didn't guarantee her that she'd be there for a long time, but she thinks in
right.
her mind that she's meant to be there a long time. So she's going to give you a problem with this. And
okay.
again, being that she knows the business and she knows very much about leases, she's going to try to find a way around it. So you really have to have a good attorney look at the lease and figure out a way out of it. And when you send her mail to tell her that you want her to leave, make sure you do it by certified mail. Make sure that it's delivered so that she can't say she didn't get it. Because she didn't
right.
do that. She will say, oh, I never got no letter. So, you know, and even when you send her something certified, I have a feeling that she might end up sending it back and denying, you know.
Right,
the
right. Saying,
you know, I don't want that. I don't want that. So it is going to be a problem. And
okay.
You still have 2 years left in this lease?
No, her lease ends. She wanted to stay there another 2 years, but I don't want to renew her lease. So I've actively been job hunting in New York City to try to be able to move back there.
Okay. I still keep getting a two-year window, something to do with a two-year window involved with this. So I don't know what that two-year window involves specifically.
Well, her original lease was 2.5 years.
Okay. But I'm getting the 2 years being more revolved around you, not necessarily around this move.
Oh, okay.
To get out of
that I might not be able to move back for 2 years?
That's possible. Or you might move again within 2 years. So I see something kind of flourishing for you out of Philadelphia job-wise, something career-wise out of Philadelphia. So, and it's going to be one of them things when you're thinking that you're ready to move, then comes this great opportunity in Philadelphia. So, again, there's this two-year window, and September is a big key for you with this lease with her. So when does her lease end?
January 30th.
Really? So September keeps being a key to me, the month of September. So that would be most likely when you'll probably take the property back over is in September. But I also got to tell you that there's a lot of damage to the inside of that property.
Really?
Yeah. Not like terrible. She didn't destroy the place, but it's not in the same condition as it was when you moved in. She didn't take care of the place. And again,
I
don't.
I haven't been there in a while.
What's the lady's name, first name?
Her name is Jane.
Jane?
Jane, yeah.
Yeah, I really don't trust her. I really don't.
Yeah, I don't trust her either.
Yeah, and just, again, do everything legally the best you can with a lawyer.
Yeah.
I see two things coming for you. I see something coming out of Philadelphia first, job-oriented-wise, and then eventually I see something in New York coming up for you. They'll probably both come at the same time. As much as this home's closer to New York, for some reason I feel like the opportunity within the Philadelphia area is better for you. And it might not be directly Philadelphia. It might be the outskirts, possibly King of Prussia, actually. I keep getting pulled to King of Prussia. And I see you going back to California within the next 2 years. I don't know if this is to live or just for, to visit, but I see you going back out there.
Okay.
So again, difficulty with this. Eventually you'll get her out of there, and there's a 2 year process that you're in before you're in the career that you want to be in and before you're settled where you want to be settled. But eventually you're going to end up selling that house in the North Jersey area anyway. That could
be
my two-year thing. That could be the two-year thing I keep getting. 2 years, 2 years. So that's most likely it. 2 years from now, you'll sell that property in North Jersey and relocate again.
Mm.
Well, your next career, the next career coming late next year around the fall is very positive. Big, big, big thing for you. Big changes for you. So something really good to look forward to.
Okay.
But don't
do you have a sense of what field it's in?
I do not. I only got what I got for you. Just trying to keep my focus on the original question. And again, just don't trust her. Get your lawyer to really look over
I will.
Well.
Yeah, thanks for that advice.
Because, I mean, I don't know what it's like in Jersey. I know what it's like in PA. And you have to notify them in writing. I think sometimes, depends, 6 months prior. And you only got, you know, a little more than 30 days before her lease is up. So you might end up having to automatically renew her lease without, you might have to. You might not have a choice. But I don't know what the laws are in Jersey.
Right.
But I have a feeling she's not leaving January 30th.
Yeah.
Okay.
I really honestly got to be honest. I don't see this happening.
Okay. No, I anticipated this. I know this. In every fiber of my body already, I think it's probably wishful thinking that she was probably going to leave. I probably should have notified her in October, which is what my lawyer did advise me to do, but my dad had surgery last month. I was very caught up with that, so I missed the date.
And you fighting this with her is going to make it even worse.
Huh?
You bringing this to, like, a fight of getting her out is going to make her even care less about that property.
I know.
So,
I know.
Just hang in there. It'll all work out. Just give it a little bit of time and really, really take the advice from your attorney.
Okay.
Okay. Lots of luck to you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling
bye-bye.
In. All right. Bye-bye. Okay. All right. Well, we have about 5 minutes left on the show, so I'm not sure if you can Yeah, I know. I'm not 100% certain if we can get a full reading in, but, you know, if somebody does call in, we'll just give it a few minutes, Joseph, just in the case that, you know, we do. One thing that I do want to say and before we take this caller really quickly is, you know, one of the things that I admire most about you, Joseph, is not only the fact that you do the work that you do and you're extraordinary at it, and I know that your intention for why you do it is to help people, but also I really admire somebody who not only talks the talk, but they walk the walk. And I really admire you for the work that you do for the various different organizations, such as the Arthritis Foundation, also the Cure for Cancer, and for the Camp Kindle, children with HIV, AIDS, or affected by AIDS, Camp Dreamcatcher. You know, I think that that is very commendable. And I know that your mission statement is that someday, you know, that you be able to use what you do to raise a lot of money to help as many children as possible that are in need across the United States and worldwide. And, Joseph, I just want to take a moment to just say that, you know, for me, that's a great deal of admiration goes out to you for the work that you do besides, you know, your career as being a psychic medium. So I just wanted to say that. And with that being said, I'm going to really quickly take this caller, and I'm going to tell the caller that we only have a couple of minutes, okay? So you really need to be really specific with Joseph, ask him a really quick question, and he's only got a couple minutes with you. So who's calling, please?
This is Casey in Colorado.
Hi, Katie. Go ahead.
Joseph, I was wondering, we're having a new baby come into our family next year, if you could tell us about the child.
I'm sorry, I barely hear you. I didn't get your name, and I didn't get your question.
Oh, I'm sorry. My name is Casey.
Okay.
And we have a baby coming in 2010.
Is this a little girl? Go on. You have a baby coming. Sounds like she got disconnected.
Casey, are you still there? Well, she said that they had a baby coming in 2010, and if you got anything on the baby. And I don't know if you can do that.
Baby girl right away was all I got, nothing to worry or concern about.
Okay.
The mother that's pregnant just needs to be a little bit careful of her blood sugar so that she don't end up, I always forget what it's called, but women, they develop diabetes when they're pregnant.
Sure.
That would be just my other concern, but the baby's fine, healthy. Mom just needs to watch her sugar levels.
Okay. All right, Casey. Well, I hope that you were still listening to the show, and I hope that you got that information. But really, 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 you know, we're down to the last minute or so. So I just wanted to take a moment and again, refer everyone to your website, which is josephtittle.com. And Tittle is spelled T-I-T-T-E-L.com. And wonderful, just, you know, keep track of you with your blogs, your events. Now, when you do the 2010, you're doing a couple of radio shows on your predictions. Is that correct, Joseph?
Yes, because I do my regular show on WBTB 1490, where I began my predictions a few years ago. So I'll be doing that again, I believe, New Year's Day between 2 and 4 p.m., and now that I have my other show, Journey into the Paranormal, on Blog Talk Radio, I'm going to bring the predictions to that show also.
Okay.
If possible, they're both going to air. If I can do it, I'm going to have them both at the same exact time.
Wonderful. And
so
you're going
like to
make sure that...
predictions live so that they can't be altered or changed throughout the year. People know that that's what I said, and it has not been changed.
Right, right, and that's a smart thing to do. And then you'll be posting them on your website as well. And so I do encourage everyone to go to Joseph's page and sign up for his newsletter so that, you know, you get this information and keep track of these blogs because Joseph really does a really great job on his blogs. And it's fascinating for me. It's been fascinating all this year to watch your predictions come true, Joseph. You were really extraordinary. So many of them absolutely came true. And our time is out. I cannot believe how fast time goes. But I really appreciate you coming back on the show, Joseph. You're always one of my most favorite guests, and I'm just delighted that you grace us with coming and visiting us a couple times a year.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It's always a pleasure, Allison. You know that. And anytime you want me back, feel free to call.
I will. All right, thanks, Joseph, and you have a wonderful holiday season, okay?
Thank you, sweetheart. You do the same, and same goes out to all your listeners. Happy holidays, and God bless to everybody.
Thanks, Joseph. Everyone, I'll be back again next week. We have Chip Coffee on, so that'll be a really interesting show. So, you know, tune in next week. And in the meantime, you know that I wish you all abundant blessings. Good night, everyone. Good night, Joseph.
Good night.
Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.